Penguin Random House Audio presents First Lie Wins, a novel by Ashley Elston, read for you by Saskia Marleveld. For Miller, Ross, and Archer. Chapter 1. It starts with the little things. An extra toothbrush in the glass holder next to the sink. A few articles of clothing in the smallest drawer. Phone chargers on both sides of the bed. Then the little things turn to slightly bigger things. Razors and mouthwash and birth control pills, all fighting for space in the medicine cabinet. The question changing from, "Are you coming over?" to, "What should we cook for dinner?" And as much as I've been dreading it, this next step was inevitable. It may be the first time I'm meeting the people gathered around the table, people who Ryan has known since childhood. But it hasn't escaped anyone's attention that I'm already fully embedded in his life. It's the small touches a woman brings to a man's home, like the matching throw pillows on the couch, or the faint whiff of jasmine from the diffuser on the bookshelf, that every other woman notices the second she walks through the front door. A voice floats across the candlelit table, dodges the centerpiece that I was assured was delicate yet confident, and hovers in the air in front of me. "Evie, that's an unusual name." I turn to Beth, debating whether to answer her question that's not really a question. "It's short for Evelyn. I was named after my grandmother." The women sneak glances at one another, silently communicating across the table. Every answer I give is weighed and cataloged for a later discussion.
"Oh, I love that," Allison squeals. "I was named after my grandmother, too. Where did you say you were from again?"
I didn't say, and they know this. Like birds of prey, they will pick, pick, pick all night until they get the answers they want. "A small town in Alabama," I answer. Before they can ask which small town in Alabama, Ryan changes the subject.
"Allison, I saw your grandmother last week at the grocery store. How's she holding up?"
He's bought me a few precious moments of relief while Allison relays how her grandmother is faring following the death of her grandfather. But it won't be long until I'm the focus once again. I don't have to know these people to know everything about them. They are the ones who started kindergarten together, their circle remaining small until high school graduation. They fled town in groups of twos and threes to attend a handful of colleges all within driving distance of here. They all joined sororities and fraternities with other groups of twos and threes with similar backgrounds, only to gravitate back to this small Louisiana town, the circle closing once again. Greek letters have been traded out for junior league memberships and dinner parties and golf on Saturday afternoon, as long as it doesn't interfere with SEC football. I don't fault them for the way they are. I envy them. I envy the ease they feel in these situations, for knowing exactly what to expect and what is expected of them. I envy the gracefulness that comes with knowing that everyone in this town has seen them at their worst and still accepts them.
"How did you two meet?"
Sarah asks, the attention once again back on me. It's an innocent enough question, but one that unnerves me all the same. The smile on Ryan's face tells me he knows how I feel about being asked this, and he'll step in again to answer for me. But I shake him off, wiping my mouth gently with one of the white cloth napkins I bought specifically for this occasion. I say, "He helped change my flat tire." Ryan would have given them more than they deserve, and that's why I stopped him. I don't mention it was at the truck stop on the outskirts of town, where I worked in the small restaurant bar, making sure no drink went empty. And I don't mention that while they are familiar with lots of acronyms, from MBA to MRS, the only one I'm acquainted with is GED. These people, his friends, wouldn't mean to, but they would hold such basic things against me. They might not even be aware they were doing it.
I told Ryan I was afraid of how they would judge me once they found out my background was so different from theirs.